Good morning, WKCS 91.1 FM Falcon Radio listeners. This is Johnny Fenderson with Lucas Hill and Presley Carver. And this morning we are talking about what happened last night in Super Bowl 50 with Cam Newton against Peyton Manning. So I just want to know what was going on. What was the deal from the start?
Well, the big key of this game was defense, really. Nobody really shined on offense last night at all. It was just a big defensive game, just hard smash-mouth football last night.
I'm pretty sure that there's only one offensive touchdown the whole game. Defense.
Two?
There was two.
Most like. I hate to say it, and then, you know, I'm going to stay with my team, truly. Like, I was rooting for the Panthers, but the way that they played last night just ticked me off so bad because the offensive line did poorly, and the Cam Newton just wasn't ready to play. The Broncos came out from the start of the game. It just, and they wanted it more. They played better. They played smarter. And I honestly don't think that they had any flags against them at all that whole entire game.
Well, they did. I'm pretty sure they had more flags than the Panthers, actually, which really was kind of surprising. But they started off the game. It was just getting right to the QB every time. The Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, nobody can block them in the NFL, and it's shown all season. Even the last game that they had against the Patriots, Tom Brady, every time he went back to pass, he was on the ground afterwards. And it showed last night when they had Cam Newton hit 21 times in the game, which was the second most that a QB's ever been hit in a Super Bowl game.
Yeah, the Panthers, they just played terrible last night. And I honestly thought that they was going to do at least a little bit better than what they then did last night, because what I saw was, like, I have not seen Cam Newton play like that ever until last night.
It wasn't really his fault, though. I mean, he could have helped some things, but when your O-line's getting done up by the D-line, there's nothing the quarterback can do.
Yeah, and some people, they don't really remember Cam playing like this just because of how many games they've won all season, and since last season, too, also. They've won over 38 games, I'm pretty sure. And after this season, everybody just thought, oh, it was their year, it was their time. But when it's all said and done, defense is what wins championships, and it showed last night. It doesn't matter if you have a QB that's 6'6", 250, or speedy wide receivers or running backs. It's all about defense, and that showed last night. You don't have to have a lot of offense to win a game. You just got to play defense.
See, defense is always the key thing no matter what sport you play, because without a defense, it's just nothing else to it. Like, the Panthers played – from the beginning, like, it was going to be easy. Like, they was just going to go there and just take it and just walk away with it. And I was like, no, it's not going to happen, because I seen the way from the first time that ball has been snapped, they got up real slow. Like, they just got up like, oh, they not going to do nothing. Like, it's not going to be like that every time. And it's not going to be like that at all, because once you get somewhere where you have worked hard for it, at the end, you always have to continue to work for it. It's not like you can just go and just take a sucker from a baby and just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to just let the baby cry and just walk away. No, it's not going to happen like that, because at the end, the parents is going to stick up for their babies, and they're going to get their stuff back.
The Panthers were too worried about dabbing. They weren't worried about Super Bowl 50. They were about dabbing.
Like, hey, coach, when we win the Super Bowl, we going to dab.
Yeah, I didn't see Cam dab one time last night.
No.
I just saw Broncos players all over the TV dabbing and doing Cam Newton's first down celebration where he points to the chains for a first down.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Cam Newton dabbed when he was wiping those tears last night, too. I mean, hey, you brought it upon yourself, because – yet one play, I think it was during third quarter, where he was about to throw the ball, but he ended up fumbling the ball, and then he acted like he didn't want it. Like, he just kind of tried it towards the ball. He tried to kick the ball.
He really was. I think he was scared, honestly. I mean,
some big
he
boys
saw,
coming at
yeah,
you.
He saw DeMarcus Ware dive in that pile, and he just backed up because he jumped towards it and then saw where DeMarcus Ware and others were diving in, and he just kind of backed up. And then once the ball was still loose, he, like, backhanded it. He looked like he tried to scoop it up, and he knocked it back even further, which let the Broncos get it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of smart of him not jumping on the pile, because if you get Cam hurt, who's the backup?
I mean, but sometimes you always got to take a risk because you never know what might happen. I mean, it's smart as a quarterback not to take that risk, but, I mean, something could have been done. I mean, he was, like, literally right there, like, two steps away from the ball. I mean, as a quarterback, I understand that you don't want to risk getting hurt or anything else, but sometimes when a game like that happens and you trailing, you kind of almost have no choice but to take the risk and see what happens at the end, because you never know, you might get a positive result. So, I mean, the running game was getting shut down as well. Like, he probably had one good run, and that was probably by, what, a 12-yard run?
Yeah, it was somewhere around there, like around that. 12 yards. He had, what was it, like 40-something yards rushing, 40, 50-something yards rushing. And, I mean, his season average was about 40 a game, 39.8 average yards a game for rushing. So, I mean, it wasn't really all that bad of a running game for him. But if you think about it, and what people think about is, oh, well, Cam Newton, he had 70-something yards rushing in the NFC Championship, and then he comes to the Super Bowl, and he just only had 48. I mean, people just – I mean, that's what people look at it as. They don't look at it as a wide variety of how many he had during the whole season, how much he averaged, which was 39.8. So he had more than what he averaged.
I mean, for the Panthers, all I could say at this point is let this be a lesson well learned. And all you got to do is just come back even harder next year and stay focused and not worry about the things that you'll end up having if you'll get the victory, because you never know. Some things might change and turn around. So you always need to think positive, keep your minds right, take no days off, and, you know, just stay focused and do what you got to do in order to get the work done, because you can't show up at work and just do nothing and expect to get paid. It doesn't work like that. So, I mean, that's a tough L for the Panthers, and I congratulate Peyton on the victory of getting the Super Bowl win. And that's pretty much it is. I got to say about that.
I think this game just goes to show, like, how highly people thought of the Panthers throughout the whole season. They really expected a lot out of them and just expected a blowout, which – really surprised me, because the Broncos, they were really underdogs and they had the number one defense in the league, but also the Panthers did have the number one offense. But it's still just really surprising at how biased this game was towards the Panthers. Everybody just thought it was going to go their way, and I didn't think it was going to be like that at all. But it also goes to show how highly people think of Cam Newton, because I mean, like I was saying before, he had 48 yards, 50-something yards rushing, and everybody was like, oh, he only had that many yards? Well, I mean, that just shows how highly people think of him and how much they expect of him to perform each game that he has.
Well, 40 or 50 yards rushing on the best defense, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Especially for a QB.
Yeah. Did he have more than his running back?
I'm pretty sure he had more rushing yards than Jonathan Stewart, yes. But also, now the big question is Peyton Manning going to retire? So what are your thoughts on that, Johnny or Lucas?
From what I heard that he was going to retire after the Super Bowl and come down here in Knoxville, Tennessee, and be UT's head coach for the quarterbacks, which I think is very interesting. But some people keep saying that UT is going to eventually beat Bama, and I see that coming pretty soon, but I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I mean, just look at our running back that we have. a running back for Bama, I mean, our running game is going to be really strong. I mean, y'all may have good passing game, but, I mean, I'm a Bama fan. I like UT. I'm just not a fan.